Welcome to the Link to Prevention podcast, hosted by the CASARC Prevention Team.
On today's episode, our topic is how to support kids who've been hurt or experienced sexual abuse. The Prevention Team is joined by a special guest, Vicky, who is a high school student and is here to help us give some advice to parents about how to support their kids. We know how important it is for parents and adults to respond in a supportive way if their kids do disclose abuse to them. Hopefully after today's episode, you'll all feel better equipped to support the kids in your life in this way. Vicky, we're so happy to have you with us today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Would you mind just introducing yourself and telling us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, of course. Hello, my name is Vicky. I'm currently in 10th grade and I love dogs and books.
Amazing. So do I. So this is great already. What made you want to connect with CASARC about this topic, Vicky?
Well, a couple years ago, I went to therapy at CASARC after uncovering some childhood trauma. The program and my therapist, shout out Alex, she's awesome, helped me a lot and helped me understand what happened to me and how to continue living with it. Recently, I became interested in spreading awareness, specifically amongst parents and adults, and decided to reach out to CASARC to see if there's anything I could help with.
And we're so glad you did. I know Chris and I spoke with you a few months ago and had such a great conversation hearing from you about the ideas and kind of advice that you have and things you want to share with parents, and thought this was just a perfect way for you to get your voice heard and make sure that parents hear all of the really important things you have to say. So Thanks for being here. Now let's get into some of those ideas. So what do you want parents to know about supporting their kids if they tell them they were sexually abused?
Well, there's a couple of things, but probably the biggest thing is when they come to you, be supportive, but also calm at the same time. When they're talking to you, they're being very vulnerable, and it's a hard thing to come forward with. And if you're not receptive to that, then they won't feel like it's okay to talk about that. But on the other hand, if you're also freaking out, then they're going to freak out. Whatever you're feeling, they're feeling times two. Personally, when I told my parents, they kind of freaked out a little bit, and that freaked me out a lot, which was not ideal. And it's hard, but that's kind of something to keep in mind. As they're telling you as well, let them speak and process and pick their words. Don't try to put words in their mouth. That can influence them and how they remember the event, especially if it happened a long time ago. And it'll also affect how they process the situation. Just be supportive, listen, and most importantly, believe your child. Yeah, after they've told you, one of the next steps is to try and find a support group as soon as you can. CASARC is an amazing resource. I'm sure there are many more out there, but trying to find somebody who can professionally help your kid is really important to help them process their emotions and hopefully not go down a darker way of processing. Therapy will be hard for everyone, your kid and you included. They'll likely be exhausted and a little bit of a wet rag after therapy. I know I personally, if I had therapy that day, I could not do anything else. So give them space, but be there for them. Cut them some slack. They likely won't be their regular self. And definitely don't plan any activities or anything social for the same day as therapy. Again, it depends on the kid. If your kid's an extrovert, that might be good for them. For me, it was not. One of the things that actually really helped was after therapy, my mom would take me out for ice cream, and it would be really good to kind of take my mind off of things and relax. Yeah, I think that's it for that.
Thanks so much. So it sounds like it's really important. I love the main point that you made at the beginning there of don't freak out, right? Like parents, do the best you can to keep yourself calm and listen and make sure that your kid can kind of lean on you for some support in a calm way. Thanks so much. And thanks for giving us some more kind of information about what that therapy journey might be like too and what it was like for you. Yeah, that's important to know. Is there anything else you want parents to know or even just adults who work with kids?
Mm-hmm. Teaching safety and consent from a young age in an easily digestible form is really important. It's way easier said than done. It's not an easy thing to teach, especially because some of the boundaries and lines are a little bit iffy. But if you can kind of dumb it down in a way that a kid can understand, like saying, oh, if you have a slice of cake and somebody asks for some of that cake, but you don't want to give it to them, it's totally okay to say no. And letting them learn how to say no, obviously in a respectful way, is important. I personally wasn't specifically taught about consent. I wasn't made to like hug relatives that I didn't want to, and my boundaries were respected by my parents, but I didn't learn about it in the same way that I did about puberty. So when my experience happened to me, I didn't really know what to do. So I just kind of let it happen. Also, on the same topic of consent, a lot of people think that things can only happen from strangers or adults, and that is not the case at all. Sometimes it's in a place that you thought was safe, and that person can be somebody who is your friend, somebody who's your age, and occasionally even somebody who's younger. So definitely don't generalize a perpetrator. In my case, the person was only a year older than me. I had known them for years, and at the time we were friends. So that is something that you should keep in mind. Additionally, teaching specific vocabulary for kids' bodies and sex in an age-appropriate way, and occasionally like adding on to that knowledge as they get older, so that if something does happen, they know the words for it and they can explain it. Again, when it happened to me, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know the words for it, so I didn't explain it, and I only found out about it or remembered it several years later. That can really help. And encourage open communication between you and your child. Ask them how their day was. Don't judge them or shut them down when they say certain things, so that they can always feel they can come to you with whatever it is, whether it's friend drama, a person they don't like said something, or more serious topics. If your child does come to you, you should 100% seek out therapy for yourself. This will be a really hard time for everyone, as well as yourself. So make sure that you're taking care of yourself and are seeking out help with processing it. Personally, my parents only did 2 sessions of therapy, but it was incredibly helpful for them, and they swear by it. It calmed them down, told them what to expect, and made a huge impact on what steps they took in talking to CPS and talking to the directors of the place where it happened. Most importantly, always be kind to yourself and give yourself some grace.
Thank you so much, Vicky. You really highlighted some of the points that we talk about a lot and put them in your own words and in a really important and wonderful way. So thank you so much for all of that important information. I think it's something that a lot of parents and just adults who are around kids can walk away with, and now maybe feel a little bit better about these topics and how to talk about them. So thank you. All right. Well, this is also the end of our 6-part personal safety series. So thank you so much for following along with us. We were elated to be able to have Vicky on today to close out this series with us. If you haven't checked out the first 5 episodes, please go back and check those out. And thanks so much for following along. Bye.
Until next time, stay curious, be kind, and take care. To find out more about the services offered and to stay up to date on everything that Prevention is doing, check us out online at ksarc.org. That's ksarc.org.